Hey there, I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And are you feeling fortunate?
Oh, gosh.
Is that a bad play on words?
Yeah, don't do this to me when she's in here, please.
Okay, I won't. I'll give you a break, man.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Dude, everything's embarrassing, man. How's your house hunting going, dude?
House hunting's going good, dude. Still nothing.
Yeah?
Working on it. Still nothing.
What are you looking for? Are you trying to live with another man, I guess?
I can cohabitate with a woman, too, you know?
No, dude. But, I mean, you're looking for a safe place to bring the kid in. Because, I mean, for those you don't know, Matt's trying to come up with a home and a child.
Up with one?
You're going full
Monty. Think of an idea? Yeah, no, I'm going for it.
Well, I'm just saying for for straight guys, the old-fashioned way, you know, it's like, you know, it's all part of the process. So it's it's not a different path for you, but it's a little bit.
But I can't do it that way.
Right, you can't do it that way.
Yeah.
So you have to go, you have to really kind of mix and match a little.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of babies.
Mm-hmm.
Any in your front?
Oh,
in your future?
God, dude. I almost actually, and I'll tell everybody, I almost had a Native American child.
It's not like
it feels good to get it off my chest, man.
Okay. So something happened where apparently you got I don't understand why it's important that it's Native American, but okay. It was a Native American.
Look, I made love, dude. I turned back the clock, you know? I dried up the trail of tears, and I went down it, and that trail is well lubricated. I'll say that,
okay.
And I did some sex with a Native American.
Your name is Fucks with Lubricant.
Okay, I guess so,
Fucks
dude.
With Lubricant,
bro. This is not the time, dude.
Okay,
almost had a Native American child,
which would have been wonderful in theory for the world. Like, good, more children, good.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're ready for a child.
I mean, I could have probably been in one of those Heal the World videos, you know, for sure. But dude, the crazy part is, I started having these dreams about like me and my Native American child, like out on the res,
no.
And like yeah.
And like
riding,
buffalo and shit.
Oh, everything. Riding animals, wearing fur.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well,
so that maybe that's part of you wants that.
I mean, I think definitely part of me wants it.
You're just not sure if you want a Native American child or just.
Yeah, and this girl was kind of a thug. She was a bit of a thug, kind of a gangbanger.
Oh, really?
Because the res isn't what it used to be, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, the res is like a lot of 2 Chainz fans and stuff like that now, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I'm not really proud of myself because I've been trying to practice more like abstinence, you know, and like only invest in my sensual activities into women that I care about, you know?
Mm.
So things just got array. I met this girl off of Snapchat.
Oh.
And next thing you know.
They have Snapchat on the reservations?
I guess, dude.
Smoke signals?
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
I think it's called Sweat Chat.
That's horrible. Oh, that's just horrible.
Yeah, don't worry. You started
But I
it,
thought
dude.
It was pretty funny.
Wow, you sound like a dang Trump
but
supporter,
dude. Speaking of women and liking women, you know, I think our guest today likes the women.
Oh, yeah, she does, dude.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, she likes the women, and I like her. She's really funny. I'm trying to think if I've worked with her before.
Her name is Fortune Feimster.
Fortune Feimster? Feimster.
Feimster.
Yeah.
Fortune Feimster.
Actually, you know what? We can get to the bottom of that, because
yeah.
I think it's kind of either way.
Okay. She's not either way. She's pure on Les.
For now.
Yeah.
She could transfer over, dude.
I don't think that happens as much as you think it does. I don't think people just change.
I mean, maybe her native name is Return from the Tuna. You know, could that be a native name?
Maybe it could.
Awesome. But yeah, well, look, how about this, man? Let's just get her in here.
Yeah, let's get her in here.
That sounds
good. She's a really funny chick. She's on the Mindy Project.
Well, let's have her prove it, man.
Okay.
Dude, who do you think is more likely to get Feimster pregnant here, you or me?
Oh, I'm... you. Cause...
So that's going to be the game today. How about that? Is that fair?
That's sure.
Let's put it on the line.
But I can tell you my chances are like 0%.
Oh, of wanting to get in there? For sure, dude. But if it came down to it...
Not because she's not a lovely girl, but you're saying if someone had like a gun to my head...
Or humanity has to go on, and it's kind of you or me. So for the final round today, how about let's do that? Our last 30 seconds is a plea to be the one who gets to impregnate Fortune to carry on the the species.
What if she's infertile? That would be really inappropriate.
Oh.
I know, I'm just saying.
Doesn't drop eggs. That could be her native name. Let's just get her in here. We'll be right back with Fortune Feimster. Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor,
Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
If you want to keep this content free, go to blueapron.com/allegedly and support our sponsor.
Yeah, and support your appetite, dude. I'm going to tell our listeners right off the bat that they can get 3 meals for free by going and checking it out. blueapron.com/allegedly.
It has changed my life.
Yeah.
Not joking. I mean, you know me. I eat out a lot. I have a busy schedule. I don't like to cook. I don't like to go to the grocery store.
Oh, you're shady, bro. You're like Boo Radley.
Not that shady.
Well.
And this Blue Apron is a service that delivers you fresh ingredients and a recipe, and it's basically an easy way to get a meal
yep.
for under $10 per meal, basically.
Yeah. And I know you love that. That's a good deal. Blue Apron, it's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. It has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. So you're not going to get stuff flown in from far away. You're going to get something close, local to you. You're going to get great ingredients.
And Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S.
Wow, that's pretty much everywhere.
Best part about it is I am now a home chef.
Nah, dude.
Bam. Okay. Boom. I'm a home chef. I never thought in my life I'd say I was a home chef.
Okay, whoa. This isn't about you, bro. This is about Blue Apron. It's proven that cooking together builds strong family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often.
And those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery store chains like myself
and me
can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. And Theo, what kind of meals do they have?
Good stuff, dude. Like, I thought it was just going to be like ham and eggs, salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli.
Another upcoming meal, pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apples.
Oh, miso butter. Vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes, spicy coconut shrimp curry with cabbage and rice. And here's the thing, you can go to their website and you can choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or you can let their culinary team surprise you.
Ooh, yeah. I like surprises.
Yeah, like remember that old thing where you kind of pick up the Silver Dome and see what was on the plate?
Yeah.
You can kind of have that experience.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, the Blue Apron is affordable, it gives you variety, it's flexible, it's easy, and they have the Blue Apron's freshness guarantee that promises that every ingredient in the delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right for you.
It's a good deal, man. It makes you feel good to cook at home, makes your family feel good to cook together, and this is just like, it's like the grocery came to you and took out kind of the guesswork of the evening. Like, what am I gonna make? Do I have the right ingredients? Do I have this? Do I have that? Don't think about that anymore.
And it makes you feel good about yourself, because I'm a home chef.
Okay.
I am. Thank you. So you can check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free. That's 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/allegedly.
Yep. Check it out. And you're supporting our podcast at the same time. 3 free meals. That's blueapron.com/allegedly.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. That's blueapron.com/allegedly.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Welcome to Allegedly. We are here with our lovely guest, Miss, and I'm gonna say it how I say it, Fortune Feimster.
That is the right way to say it.
Oh.
Yeah, because how did you say it?
I didn't know. I said it was either Feimster or Feimster.
It looks like Feimster, but it's Feimster.
Yeah. He was trying to throw you into the Hebrew clan with the fine. He was trying to heave you up front. And I respect it. It's good.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. So
yes, Miss Fortune Feimster.
Yes.
Thank you
Unless
so much
she needs
for
to
coming.
Get a job, then it's Fortune Feimster in Hollywood. And I don't blame you. Throw it either way, you know?
I need to work.
No, then it's Rachel Feimster. Berg. Thank you for coming on. You may know Fortune from her stand-up, but also you're currently on The Mindy Project.
I am.
On Hulu.
It's the best show ever. Before we get to that, I wanted to give Theo 5 points for getting my last name right.
Thank you. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm on the Mindy Project, and we've got new episodes coming.
You have such a big personality and a beautiful personality.
Thank
I've always
you.
Thought that. When you go into audition or to do a role, an acting role, is it as much acting for you, or is it just bring your personality because you already have such an active
question.
Personality?
That is a good question. Hmm. 5 more points.
I mean, what a terrible question.
Back off, Feim. Back off, Feimster.
You know, okay. At this point, I feel like a lot of people that hire me are hiring me for me to bring what I am and who I am to the role.
Right.
The only time that I really get, like, have to sort of become a different thing or actory is the few dramatic auditions that come my way. And I haven't booked any of those yet.
Wait, give us an example.
Yeah, give us an example.
I don't know what the movies are. I mean, I've gotten a couple, like, really serious auditions in this last, like, 6 months. I can't remember what it was, like, what the movie is, like an Andrew Garfield movie or something.
Wow.
And I had to, like, really be, like, intense and... I can't even see it.
It's almost great to think of.
But it was like kind of a cool challenge because I, you know, like it's pretty easy for me to play a big fat lesbian. And, you know, this required me to just kind of dig deep. And I mean, not to toot my own horn. I haven't heard if that movie's even going forward. So I don't know. Or maybe someone else got the part. But the casting director kind of like after I was done kind of just kind of stared at me for a minute and he was like, I had no idea you could do that.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was like kind of a cool thing to
is that a direction hear. You want to go into something more serious or you're just taking the audition?
I kind of just take what comes. It yeah. seems like something, you know, if it's something that's I think I can figure out or, you know, I'm always up for the challenge. I mean, I think it would be cool to do a dramatic thing. It'd be so out of my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty open.
Yeah,
I can't really get rid of my accent. That's the only thing.
Okay, it might limit some of the films.
It limits a little bit.
It would have to be a murder like outside of the city limits.
Yeah,
I feel like
this southern woman just wandered into.
Yeah, I'm picturing Savannah yeah. Georgia, maybe a John Grisham yeah. movie. Like I think you're good for that. Yeah,
or like an Eileen Wuornos the sequel. What about that, though?
Didn't end well for her.
You never know.
I don't remember how it ended. Could there be a sequel? I don't remember how
they killed her.
Whatever the project is, they just have to be okay with one southern person.
Yeah, there you go. So Mindy Project, a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah, it's super cool.
Is she cool?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean...
She's like boss. She's like...
Yeah, I've heard she's a real boss bitch.
No.
But I don't mean like that. I just mean like a boss.
Like an yeah. HBIC.
Oh, like
bitch.
Like Nicki Minaj. Like, I got this.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
yes.
definitely... I mean, she's on top of it. I mean, she's already like... I don't know how she does it. I mean, I don't say that like kissing her butt. I already have my job, thank God.
Yeah.
But would you kiss her butt?
I would, yeah. for sure.
Do you find her attractive?
I think she's beautiful.
I think she's beautiful, yeah. too.
Does she give off that vibe at all? Like, I don't know if...
Sex vibe?
Yeah.
I mean, not to you. With me, because right. we're like... co-workers.
Right.
She's my boss. She's my boss, bitch.
But I've seen Matt, like, you know, will investigate, like, if there's a young man who's, like, looking for directions. Matt's yeah. like, I think that guy's gay. I'm like, no, he's just trying to get to Highland.
I'm just helping.
Yeah, yeah, he's just trying to get to Highland Boulevard, dude.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, he's, like, lost. He's, like, looking for himself. Also, I'm like, no, he's just trying to get to the bank.
He may be gay by the end of the ride.
Right. So Matt kind of will sense that. Did you sense that at all with Mindy or no?
That
she's a lesbian? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that she could have lesbian tendencies.
Not at all. I don't think
that's the real Mindy Kaling project.
She's totally cool, a lesbian. She's like super yeah. cool with me. She's my girlfriend came to visit and she was like so awesome and nice to her. I was asking her about her job but no, I don't get any lesbian vibe from her. She likes the dudes, just Ooh. Like someone else I know.
Matt
plus 10.
Yeah, hell
for
yeah.
For liking dudes.
For what? Young dudes that are not even legal yet.
Listen, no, whoa.
Y'all are tied right now. He got 10 points.
I didn't even have to work for it.
Yeah, that's Hollywood, man.
You're born that way.
Yeah, I was born that yeah, way.
10 points for that.
Out the womb. He got that womb 10. That's called the womb 10.
So what can we expect from your character and this season of Mindy Project? And actually, someone asked us on social media if you will be continuing on it.
I sure will. I'm a series regular. So
that's awesome.
I will be back.
Good for you.
This season and whatever, you know, I don't know how long the show will go. However long she does it, hopefully they will continue to have me back after that. And my character finds love.
With
a woman, yeah. With a woman. Because the first season I was on the show, they had me come out on the show.
Right.
So I got to have that coming out moment.
That party, huh?
Yeah.
Going back in time, because did you come out in the past, or were you just gay out of the gate, really?
Was I just out of the womb, just with a plaid shirt on and boots?
And a U-Haul?
And a U-Haul. Is that the new gay? Is that the new gay female accoutrement? You're the only person who was shopping for a U. Everybody else is getting a regular car in high school, and you show up in a moving van,
station wagon, and a van.
That's funny.
I have been super gay my whole life. Like basically, what you see now is me my whole life. But like, I didn't come out till I was 26.
Wow,
27 here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, being from the South, it was like such a no-no. And
yeah, you got to make it to Missouri at least before you come out.
Yeah, you just, it's not, and it was back before, I mean, I feel so old, but it was back before the, you know, the YouTube stuff and like where you, like you just didn't have as much access to seeing like normal gay people, and like it was a thing. Like you knew what gay was, but it didn't affect you or you didn't see it. Like, man, you know, I had like, I knew some people that were married, man and a woman, and they were both clearly very gay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, well, that's not, that doesn't seem like it fits. And
yeah, I pitched a show to a guy like that at Pop Network actually the other day. So good luck out there, buddy. Yeah. He didn't take my show, but
I'm guessing he didn't go off.
Obviously, he don't make it. He doesn't make clear choices.
Yeah, he doesn't know. That's real life.
So was there like, so then this is just a question I have going back into like whenever you came out, was there like, do you have a sit down? Like, do you do like a dinner? Like, what is that
a
like?
Dinner,
a dinner, like a debutante ball.
Well, Matt told me at a like on some shitty street corner over in Santa Monica.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently street corners are my thing. Well, Highland and Santa Monica.
When you told Theo, were you nervous?
No, I had told a couple people beforehand, so he wasn't like first up to bat.
Did he offer to like, you know?
Oh, I got an HJ under the table.
Tug it.
I didn't know what to do, dude. So I literally didn't know what to do, so I just put my fingers in his mouth.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea, like what the
honey. That was that wasn't my mouth, honey.
I'm out, bro. But if you could go back in time and re-out.
How do you do it?
Do you do like now? Would you do it differently? Would you like do you hire a couple of doves? Like what do? You know.
Well, first off, I thought you meant like would I come out sooner? I'll answer that, and then I'll answer if I would come out in a different way.
Yeah, both those answers would be cool. I'm just really
intrigued.
I'm
gonna give myself. Can I give myself points for asking good questions?
Yeah. Yes,
just awarded myself.
Somebody has to.
Points.
Good. Thank you.
I went to a small women's college that was very conservative. So I actually would, there was a girl my freshman year who came out and was given a really hard time. Like bunch of bitches just did not like, they were like, no, we're not okay with this. And like, she eventually transferred and I just like saw that and I was just like, oh my God, thank God I'm not gay. so I think it would have been really hard in college, especially at the college I was at, to have been out.
Did you subconsciously go to a woman's college?
No,
because
there
you
was,
were in, you were hoping to meet someone or something in that sense.
They just gave me a scholarship, and I was poor. Was really all the
you were
the,
poor this way.
I was poor that way. And no, there was no like it just wasn't on my it wasn't there in my consciousness of like that that's what I was. I knew something was different, something was off, but I didn't know what.
Did you just think you were like nervous around cocks or something?
So, like was maybe it something? Like guys are starting
nervous
to me.
Around cocks, is that what you said?
Yeah, well like do you think like there was like you could have been like
I don't think they were just like out and about and she's like I'm nervous right now,
anxious, like say she gets nude with a man and then she gets anxious, like you could think like maybe I'm allergic to like
I'm allergic to something
or you know something, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, different thoughts can go through your head.
You put it on yourself like I'm not this or that, guys don't put me in the
right,
you know. So the college would have been hard. I do wish I had, once I left college, come to it a couple of years sooner.
Yeah.
I missed some prom opportunities, I lived in Spain for a year. That would have been
bailar.
A good opportunity to explore that. But I just, it was like, I was just kind of asexual, I guess, after college.
I was pretty much the same way. My regrets with that are not only just the experience I would have had, but the dating I would have gotten in. Because I didn't really start dating until like 27, 28, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I think of people who dated people in high school, and I wonder what that's like, and even in college. Like, I didn't date anyone.
And now Matt vomited in a woman's crotch once,
Oh, that is a... I don't know. Is that negative or positive points?
It's okay. It is what it is,
we're
man.
We're gonna give you minus two because that's.
I mean, I've been around some squirrely trap myself, so I sympathize with how you're feeling there.
Wow,
squirrely trap.
Did you have any instances like that where you were the man and was uncomfortable?
No, I didn't have a lot of experiences with dudes. I had.
So, are you a gold star?
I'm a gold star.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think that it's hard for gay people if they come out later in life because you're making all the mistakes at like 30 that people made when they were like 20.
Right.
I mean, I'm 36 and I, you know, finally in a very healthy, good relationship.
And her name is Jacqueline Smith, correct?
It is, yeah. Not the.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Do you know who Jacqueline Angel. Smith is?
The track star? Also, every track star?
No. I think you're thinking of Jackie Joyner Kersee, but not even close. No, Jacqueline Smith was
Charlie Angel.
Hot, gorgeous. Ooh. And so her girlfriend's name is Jacqueline Smith.
Maybe Theo's not gay after all.
Oh, I was the gay one? I thought we were talking about Matt this whole time.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to ask a question that I feel Theo would ask.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Does being gay help you in Hollywood?
Gosh, I don't know.
I feel like that's something that you would ask.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think.
You know, I don't know because, I mean, I know some very successful gay people and I know some not successful gay people.
Is there like the gay mafia? Like, are there like the...
If there is, I'm not a part of it.
When you do a movie like Office Christmas Party and you're working with Jennifer Aniston, who is like the definition of like sex symbol.
Right.
You know, there's part of me...
Oh.
No?
Theo.
I mean, I think she's sexy.
Minus five for that.
What is that? What does that mean? That squeak means something bad.
I don't
say sex symbol. Like if anybody,
she's definitely a sex symbol.
She's for sure. She's beautiful.
Do you find her attractive?
Well, first of all, I'm a straight man. Wouldn't you ask a straight man? You think?
Okay.
Okay. Sure.
Are you gonna say no, Theo?
Sure, straight man.
Yeah.
hold on. Give me a second. Let me freshen up.
Questionable.
Tell us who you find attractive, straight man.
So when you.
I'm going to probably go with, let me think about it. Ooh, some of those chicks from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, like Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly kind of, but the other one too.
The blonde one?
Yeah, the blonde one was hot, huh? What was her name?
I forgot her name.
I saw her at a piano bar one night.
But Jennifer Aniston's beautiful.
Yeah, she's
Come
the
on.
Definition of it.
No, I think she's the definition
like
of like.
She's like classy.
She has like nice hair. Like she looks like she uses Pert Plus all the time.
Well,
you know.
She's very rich.
So is she?
Yeah, she could probably have a good shampoo.
She replaces
her hair at night.
Yeah, she probably does.
She buys new hair.
There's probably 11 other like Jennifer Aniston just keeping her hair afloat all day.
So my question is, when you're doing a movie like that with someone like her, and because I've been in situations where I'm around these like beautiful people, and part of me like just wants to like punch him a little bit because I'm like
he's also invading frat parties. Okay, like, this dude is like
18.
Oh, he has so many Uber stickers in his car, and he just parks outside of Sigma Nu. This dude is way.
There was that one night I had to pick up at the frat.
Way lurky.
You looking for your lift? Yeah.
So what's it like? A as someone. I mean, who probably finds her attractive, but be like, she has it all.
Yeah.
Like, and then like, there's like, I feel like, and then there's me and I got to work on like all this other shit. And
oh,
I see this beauty. Like, does that make you?
I definitely did not want to punch her. That didn't come to my mind.
What, like being around her, like, or
well,
that sort of thing.
I had met her before. So there was, it was nice to like have some like familiarity there. And she really is just super nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say that because she's Jennifer Aniston, but like, she's just genuinely nice. And, you know, when I got to sit, she was like, "Hey, Fortune, I'm so excited to do our scene." And
really,
you know, she didn't have to be like that. She was just,
but isn't
like,
it unfair that some people are so gorgeous?
I mean, I don't know. Do you think she's had any plastic surgery done? I mean, it's tough, dude. It's tough.
Okay.
Does she act kind of like a normal person, or is she kind of like a star?
You definitely know she's a star when she's around just because she's been famous, since she was like 20 or something?
Yeah.
So you definitely feel that stardom when you're around her.
Yeah.
It's hard not to, but then, you know, she is like just super cool. She's just like sitting there and she's just like, you know, I looked at some of your pictures. Your girlfriend's so beautiful. And, you know, like she's just like really cool, and she's just like drinking a margarita, and wow, you know, I mean,
you think she's an alcoholic?
Definitely not.
Do you think she's an alcoholic?
She for sure drinks smart water, though.
Yeah, she yeah.
Like, that is not just it's for...
Not for show?
Yeah, wow. Not for show. Like, here, if anyone brought her water on set, it was
she said,
smart water.
So let's play, would you hit that, okay?
Okay.
Saying if you didn't have a girlfriend.
Right, okay.
Jennifer Aniston, would you hit that?
Ben Carson.
No.
Ooh, Betsy DeVos.
No.
Good.
What about...
Anne Hathaway.
No.
Really?
Not into it.
I literally went on a date with her.
You
and
went
I,
on a date? What do you mean you went on a date with her?
Yeah, this was
her?
Before I was out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She knew he was gay. Though, like, kind of
she
like,
probably
look,
did.
Buddy, let's
and
get
she,
you in.
That's why she stuck me
she
with
didn't
the bill.
Turn you?
No. Oprah.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan.
Love Oprah. Hulk Hogan, no.
Come on.
I mean, most dudes, I'm going to say no. There might be some
but
dudes.
Hulk Hogan has nice long hair, blonde.
No, I saw that part of that sex video because he didn't look great.
He's in and out quick, dude. He's in and out quick.
Without his,
just saying, guys.
What is that, do-rag
the bandana?
Wears,
I wanna be American. Yeah, he's awesome, dude.
He's very rich now.
Ben Affleck.
Casey, I
don't know. No.
Would it take a lot for it to be a man?
Yeah, it would have to be like, I mean, maybe Brad Pitt, because that's just like intriguing.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't know what to do, though. It wouldn't be great for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is he doing it in the first place? That's funny.
He'd just be crying the whole time.
What about Denzel Washington?
Angelina. Yeah, I would probably
bang Denzel. I'd watch y'all fuck.
That's not on the table.
Plus 10.
Booyakasha.
Donald Trump.
Dunna,
no,
dun.
Not,
but
not
just
even
a bang,
not even a hate bang.
Come on. No.
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barry O.
Yeah.
You take the brother over the old white
for
Donald?
Sure.
Way easier to probably bang Donald, though. No. Barry O might get in there.
I don't like, can't, I couldn't even be in the same room with Donald.
What if you get a little bit of orange on your back? What if you leave some orange on your back?
I need it. I'm very white.
That's it.
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Now, I have to ask this. So it's LGBTQ, is that right?
Yeah.
How many letters until we end? Like,
I
where
don't
does
know.
It end?
I mean, I was fine with the LGBT.
Yeah,
I
that's what I was.
Everybody.
I felt like everybody knew.
I'm sure I'll offend someone by that. I mean.
And what is the Q for now?
Queer.
Oh, so everybody's a little queer, right?
Yeah. Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Who would it be? I like kind of like the girl next door types, like the Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
I always thought they were cool. I never was like one of those people that was like, oh, Angelina Jolie, you know, I don't know.
Have you hooked up with celebrities? Like closeted or?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
You got to get out there.
I know.
It's still early.
Because I bet you could get into some weird cooch out there. And I'd love to
well,
hear
now
about
I'm
it.
In a relationship, it's
yeah,
right.
It's too late.
You're already inside Jacqueline Smith.
I don't know. I'm shocked that the famous people weren't knocking down my door.
Jodie Foster wasn't calling you up.
I mean, I might. You know, we know who like gets you know rock stars and movie stars. I would probably get like their. You know, ex that was wounded and needed to be told they were pretty.
Yeah, I wonder who you would get. That's a good question, you know?
Have you ever gotten in a fist fight?
With my brothers.
Okay.
But not with like...
Not with any, like just in a...
No.
I'd be a little afraid.
You know, I'm like, I feel like it's the little people that are the feistiest. The ones that like start fights. The big people...
Them little grasshoppers,
yeah,
they call them.
Let them kind of swat at you and then you just, you know, punch them. So no one really messes with me. I'm kind of like, you know, sweet. I would be very sweet unless somebody like really pushed me, and then I would probably stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And but, what would your finishing move be? Like, say you're a professional wrestler, you got to have a finishing move.
I feel like I should be. They're doing a Netflix show there about professional women wrestlers from the 80s.
Are you going to be in it?
No. I was like, guys, I would be amazing in this.
Yeah.
I should be a professional
wrestler. Did they let you audition? Did they even let you audition?
No, I didn't. I don't. I think that maybe they already had it in mind.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling is what it's called. Glow.
Glow. Awesome. Yeah. I watched that. I did.
Awesome. I would do some sort of like, I mean, I don't know if I had the strength to pick anybody up, but.
You could pick up somebody.
I definitely like do a drop boom. What would
you
call
it, though? You got to have a cool name for the move.
Something
is
with
it?
Fortune. I don't know.
Yeah, something with Fortune. Yeah. The Fortune 500.
Cookie or something.
Fortune's cookie.
Punch him in the vest.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then, like, go behind him and, like, just read, like, a crazy, like, idea.
Give, like, the lucky numbers.
Yeah. It's going to be a long year for you. Yeah.
Don't go out tonight. Speaking of Netflix, I had a question from Sherry Dickinson. Mm-hmm. When will you get your own Netflix special? Straight women love you too, is what she said.
Oh, thank you.
When are you
going to
get
a
stand-up special or on Hulu or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, there's some things in the work. I just can't announce it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. There's going to be a special.
Okay.
I can't talk about where, what it is, but there's
so
one.
It's happening.
It's mm-hmm. happening.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
And Fortune, if you were like, say comedy didn't happen or so, in that sort of thing, and the entertainment mm-hmm. industry didn't happen, like what other job, like what was Fortune going to be, do you think? Like where do you see Fortune out there?
Gosh, I don't know. With this like weird personality and weird hair, I wouldn't have fit very well. I wouldn't have fit very well in like a business environment, you know, where I had to like dress up to go to work. That would, like, I definitely was meant to do something unconventional.
Yeah.
I guess in college, I was like everybody else. I thought, like, you know, when you're in college, you're just like, I got to pick a major and I got to do an internship. So I thought that I would be in business. At one time, I wanted to be a lawyer, which now I'm like, oh, my God, never in a million years.
Oh, my brother's a lawyer. He's having trouble with it.
It seems tough. It's tough. I'm not meant to be in an office. I mean, when I worked at Chelsea lately, I loved it. But the hardest part of it was being in an office all day, keep people waiting.
And is the world of women's comedy, like, is it supportive? Is it more supportive in the acting world? Is it more supportive in the stage world? Like, what's really going on out there, because comedy is pretty competitive because there's only so many stages, you know. Any thoughts on that?
I've gotten a lot of support from women. I mean, Chelsea Handler gave me my first big break, and then I left Chelsea before that show ended to do a Tina Fey pilot, and then when that didn't get picked up, I sold a show with Tina Fey. And then Mindy Kaling gave me my first series regular role. So I've been lifted up by women, you know, for the last six, seven years. Hmm. So that's been pretty crazy awesome. Because those are all very, you know, three very strong, successful women who are, you know, different, but all, you know, have found success. So that's cool. And then as far as like in stand up and stuff, I mean, I feel pretty supported by all stand-ups, not just women. I never felt like women are looking at me like, you know, hoping for me to fail.
Right.
Everybody seems pretty happy for each other from what I can gather.
And what about this? Is that Bush coming back? That's what I've been wondering overall.
Bush as in pubes?
Yeah.
Is it? That's just a non sequitur.
I'm glad you're asking me as if I'm like.
But you're on the look. You're
I'm on
the front line.
I'm on the trend of this.
You're gonna know before I am.
She's the infantry.
Yeah, but I've got a girlfriend now. I don't know what.
Yeah,
but
she's not out there.
You guys are out there in experimental phases, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, is the Bush coming back? Why are you looking doubtingly at me?
I just like she was talking very sincerely about women supporting
that.
And I just want to know, is the Bush coming back?
Theo was like, I need to
waited till she was done.
Something in there about Bush.
I didn't mean George W.
I thought you were talking about that for a second, and I was like,
dude, he almost died during a coin toss.
He,
you know,
he went to the hospital, but he showed up at the Super Bowl.
He almost died during a coin toss. You know, it's amazing after snaking all that money out of America that just throwing a nickel almost killed him. You know, but what's the latest line on that?
I don't know,
because it's been gone for a while. Is what I'm saying.
It's been gone for a while. When I was in the dating scene, there was no Bush for a long time. Then it started to happen that there was a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point before I got into a relationship, I did go out for a minute with a young girl, and it was back. And I didn't know if that was her. Or that was a thing, but I was just like, if this is coming back, it doesn't need to.
Okay. Street's back.
It's not great.
Wow. You heard it here first, guys. It could be back, but we don't know.
But you want it back?
I don't know.
You don't know how you feel about it?
I don't think that I do, but then also I don't know if maybe I'm just being You know?
He judgmental. Also doesn't know if he's homosexual or not. So.
I said late onset homosexuality. I'm talking 70s or 80s.
Going,
I could see Theo maybe at, you know, 60, just being like,
68
why
or
not?
70.
Or 30.
Yeah. If I have a young man with strong hands,
because at that point, he would be married for a long time.
I got a beautiful family already.
Yeah, his kids are grown up. But, like, what are he and his wife going to do after, you know, they've done everything they can do?
Maybe he'll have an agreement.
And then he's just like, oh, look at that.
I want to go
young lad. Not
start
like
treasure
young,
hunting
young.
Or something and get a young man to go out there with me. Treasure man.
You discussed working on Chelsea, and our podcast actually got a lot of attention when we had Heather McDonald on and talked
about
it.
That.
Oh, yeah.
What was your experience like with Chelsea?
I had a very positive experience.
That seems to be the preferred
answer.
Y'all
get me in trouble. No, I'm close with Chelsea still. I still appear on her Netflix show.
Is she but is she a tough cookie?
Listen to you guys. I mean, you can
I'm gonna say
you
that
can
she
look
is.
At any I mean anything Chelsea puts out. She's a strong, opinionated woman.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
you
true.
Know what I mean that
I'm not saying it's a bad
that's
thing.
That's not like a hidden thing. Yeah. Like, what she puts out is like, these are my opinions, I'm very strong about it. And so you already know, like, you already see her personality on television.
Yeah.
But as far as being a boss, I mean, I'm never going to have a bad thing to say about her, because she gave me my break when no one else would. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, whatever other people's experiences were, you know, were their own experiences. And, you know, everyone did have a different dynamic with her.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Of course, and that
but
happens
I,
at every time.
You know, I was very lucky that we were, she was like super good to me from the minute I started.
Would you hit that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Is Bush coming back?
Is Bush coming back?
Theo, would you hit that?
Would Chelsea grow a bush, you think?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, she's up for whatever. I mean, you know, sometimes she just is tired and doesn't want to. Yeah,
I could see her having a bush down there. Just a straight up, just a ZZ top at the bottom.
I don't know what she currently has down there. But
you've known before?
Do you think she has at least a half?
I've seen Chelsea's boobs a ton, but a lot of people have.
Yeah. Wait, you've seen them in like, just like hanging out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like when I did her show last time, I walked into the room and she was just like tits out. Like, hey, what's up? I mean, I'm talking to her. It's like... You know,
do you
see,
think
that doesn't happen with guys?
Lance Bass came. Lance was there that day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he came in the room and she's, you know, shirtless. And Lance is like, oh, but I think Lance has probably seen a lot of girls' boobs.
Yeah.
Do you think, I bet Chelsea has at least like a half inch of hair down there at all times. You think?
I don't know. She didn't tell me.
Good answer.
That's a wild look, kind of that.
I would
know.
Text her and ask her right now, but she's in India.
Well, if she's in India, then I think we know her answer.
Yeah, she's growing it out.
Growing
fair
it out
enough.
There.
Yeah, nobody's trimming it up in India.
Yeah, you don't use that.
Grow it out for protection from the elements.
And this goes in with my next question, which is, you have a movie called Deported.
Yeah.
Talk about a timely movie.
I know. I didn't even think about that. I filmed it this past summer. The director is Adam Sandler's nephew.
Oh,
yeah.
Tyler
Spindell.
Really nice kid.
Really nice guy. He used to work at Chelsea, and he wrote this along with another Chelsea writer. It's just a funny, like, silly. It's one of those silly movies. I don't know what's going to happen with it.
You think Trump will let it come out? Or no, he'll endorse
it? Who knows? It's about, well, it involves Canada, so they're safe. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Have you run into in Hollywood weight issues? Like, have people done that to
said,
you?
Fortune, you need to lose weight.
Yeah, well, I don't mean that in a mean way. Talking about, like, as someone who's not like the typical, you know, actress or whatever, like, have you run into that sort of shit?
I've, in a weird way, I feel like women who are already like kind of thin, but not like rail thin, for whatever reason, get that more.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you're already kind of a bigger person, it's just like, yeah, they acknowledge that you're a big girl. But it's not like people are like, oh, you need to lose 30 pounds because I'm still going to be a big girl.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Huh.
So it's almost like if you're just over a certain amount of weight, you're a big girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you're like in that weird middle area, they're like, you need to lose weight.
Do you ever get asked to play any male roles or not?
Yeah, I've definitely got. Well, I've gotten roles where it was I've done some theater where it was a male was in the part and they had to drop out for whatever reason. But then I was like kind of an ambiguous. Like they never really said what gender I was.
That's great.
But I'm not. As far as TV stuff, I'm trying to think. I mean, on Chelsea, I played men all the time. I think I played Meatloaf once. I played a made up preacher based on Pat Robertson. His name is Earl Tidwell. Where I just said like the worst things possible. I'd just be like, you hate Jesus because you're wearing short shorts right now, and I just want to, you know, burn your head on a stake. I would just say terrible things. So I played a lot of men on Chelsea.
If you had to play a man in a biopic, right? A biopic. I don't know what they call it.
Either way. Biopic. I don't know.
Who would it be? And it could be a serious role. Like who?
Who would I play?
You could pull off and really.
I don't know. Chris Farley, Jonah Hill. I don't know. I'm not Jewish enough for Jonah Hill.
Chris Farley's good. Sam Kinison?
I don't know. I don't have the intensity. Yeah. I'm too laid back.
I'm trying to think of like a...
The kid from Bad
kind
Santa.
Kind of a sweet, casual man. the kid from Bad Santa. That did cross my mind a little bit ago.
I am waiting for that biopic to come out. I've been waiting for many
everybody
years.
Everybody is. Remember him?
Everybody wants to know what he's up to.
Remember him?
Did people say that? Did people say that? Have you gotten like...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. No, he was a cute kid.
When people, or you know, when some other person posts a picture of me... Somebody, there's always like one person like, I loved him in Bad Santa.
That's awesome.
That's
I get
great.
Tweets a lot where it'll be like, hey, I saw your doppelganger in the airport, and it's like some fat guy with a beard, like with big hair, just like sweeping the floor. I'm like,
the Bush is back. The Bush is back. Well, Fortune, we appreciate you coming.
Tell us, so you've got the new episodes of Mindy.
Nurse Colette is really exploring her friendship with Morgan. That's Ike Barinholtz's character. They have some ups and downs because they're roommates and coworkers and friends. But like I said, the Colette explores love. But we, you know, we see, does it work out? Does it not? Is it a serious relationship? Is it a fling? We don't know.
Do you have sex scenes?
No. Nobody wants to see the kid from Bad Santa having sex scenes.
I'd watch it.
On Mindy.
I'd watch you in the Hulkster smash. What you gonna do?
Okay, so we got that, and then Deported will be out eventually.
I filmed another thing that's being edited. You know, all these things you film, you don't know.
And we're looking forward to this special whenever
I do have a couple big things that will be announced soon, but I can't
that's
say
exciting.
Anything yet.
That's exciting.
So watch Mindy Project in the process.
That's cool.
I wish I could have given you guys some scandal.
Oh, don't worry.
Look, you made us laugh. I mean, for you know, 45 minutes, and we really enjoyed it.
I'm just not a very scandalous person.
We don't know about scandal.
I'm just like, you know, I just try to be nice to people.
Well, I think that's one thing that served you well in this environment. I mean, you've always come across to me as just somebody that's very just charming and friendly and just a great energy to be around, you know?
Thank you. Plus five
what?
For you.
You
both got it.
My best friend is Bruce Valanche.
Oh, is it?
Told me last night to
you could play Bruce Valanche in a biopic, maybe.
I could.
We'd have to straighten your hair and we'd have to weather you a little. We'd have to weather you.
Yeah, Bruce and I sat beside each other.
He told me at Lisa Vanderpump thing,
He asked me to speak at his funeral. Did I tell you that?
Already?
Yeah.
He's ready to go?
I don't know if he is, but I got an audition. That's all I know. He also maybe just trying to pick up on me.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
true.
You want to read to speak at my funeral? Come over early.
But that's kind of a boner killer.
He might have also given you roofies. I'm not sure about that.
That's true.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Jacqueline Smith?
With Jacqueline Smith, we have been a little over a year and a half.
Wow.
We were
looking to get married?
I think so, yeah. We talk about it.
Really?
So as long as she'll have me.
And as long as you can, so.
Yeah, as long as I have rights.
And who goes down on one knee whenever you do that?
That'd be me.
Would it?
I'm like a little, I guess I'm considered the...
The concierge?
Bush,
is that what they call it?
One.
The concierge?
She's very feminine. She doesn't look, you know, if there's a look, she doesn't look or seem gay. But she's been gayer longer than I, you know,
oh, really?
Out. She was She came out when she was 15.
Wow. Can you tell if a child is gay? Can you meet like a 9-year-old and be like, dang, look at that little lesbian?
Some of them, yeah.
For sure. Wow.
I mean, have you seen some of these little boys in these dance videos?
Do you watch Project Runaway Junior, for God's sake?
They have that
obviously
show?
You don't. Yeah, it's
that's
fantastic.
A show?
Project Runaway Junior?
Junior?
Yeah, it's
stop
brilliant.
It.
There's a lot of junior, like cooking junior.
How safe? Is that safe Master for children chef? To be on this? No, it's not.
To I what?
Mean, listen.
To be to exposed something? Like that and to be on these shows? No.
I don't know. They win. So wait, are you thinking of like proposal ideas yet?
I don't know. I don't.
Are you someone who will go big?
That is the I don't know. That is one thing I'll have to.
You need Luke Bryant to get involved, I think.
she would not be into that.
Okay.
She'd be more into like if Queen Latifah or somebody was involved.
That's good.
No, I don't know. She's not easily surprised.
Okay.
And you know, I wouldn't want it to be cheesy. So I'll have to like really think about it. If you guys end up having any ideas.
Get her a cat. Y'all got a cat?
We got
a y'all got a cat.
Lesbians love cats,
we
man.
We got a dog. We have a puppy.
We used to live by a couple of beautiful lesbians when
I
was growing up.
A,
they had about nine cats.
Nine cats. If I try to put a ring around my dog, she would eat that ring.
That'd be
like
crazy. That'd be adventurous.
Yeah, there you go.
You're gonna have to find your ring.
Ring hunters.
In about 45 minutes.
What about kids? You ready for kids?
Well, that's a short dog.
It's a little dog. I don't know. We go back and forth. There are days when I think that would be so cool. And then I like see the state of our country and I'm like, I don't really want to bring a kid into this.
Really? A genuine concern.
Yeah, it's a genuine concern, but also with my job, I love my job and my career and I love traveling and I love filming things, and I mean, I already feel guilty that my puppy's been alone for two hours. I can't imagine, you know, having to leave, you know, to go out of
Fair
town
enough.
For work with kids. So,
and what about
I think
like
you'd make a good mom?
Like, there's a lot of like a lot of women that are in real powerful positions don't end up having children. Uh-huh. Like, is there like a thing about that? Is
I
it
mean,
just
I believe you know I'm never gonna say hey you can only have one or the other. I think you can have it all. But it is true that there are some people that just don't want kids and that, you know, they would prefer to put all that energy into their career.
Would you want to be the one to get knocked up?
Oh, God, no. I don't want to ruin this beautiful body.
Dude, I'll offer up some seed if you guys are looking for some.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I believe you would.
You'd give
you'd
a,
do
you'd
it
give
regardless.
Us that seed.
I'd donate you guys a bag. Right.
You can't give that shit away, pal. Man.
In the spring. I got some good stuff in the spring. That's when I come in strong.
We'll think about it.
All right, Fortune. All right. Thank
Fortune,
you so much.
We know we have to decide
guys.
Who won, and we each get 30 yes. seconds.
Oh yeah.
To pitch why we should win. Matthew, do you want to tell her what it's going to be this time?
So the idea is, if the only people who are left on Earth were you and I, or you and Theo,
okay,
you, me, and Theo, who would be most likely to be the one that you would pick to help repopulate the world?
And you don't have to, we each get 30 seconds to pitch why
it
should be us.
Okay.
And then you can put those points into whatever you have and decide who's the winner.
Okay.
Understood?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Theo. All right.
Damn, Fortune, you look fine as fuck out here. That pussy popping, Bobo. You know what I'm saying, girl? Damn, you in that two-piece. Look, man, there's another dude on the island, and I'm telling you this straight up, he ain't into you like that. So I'm just saying, you, me, smash, El Niños.
Okay, wow.
Wow, that was pretty.
That was something.
You got a lot to live up to.
I didn't realize how romantic you were.
Catch me outside, baby. How about that?
My pitch is going to be, okay.
Okay, and go.
I think the two of us need to stick together, and we need to go into this together because, you know, both of us, we don't know necessarily what we're doing. So it's supposed to be a fun experiment to, and there's no expectations. So we could both, you know, do it in a very, very mechanical way and get it done.
Ooh, that wasn't me booing.
And... Do you? There's a little too much Southern here.
Inbreding, we could be.
There's a little too much Southern here. So you think you need a little? You need a little Jew in you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's dropping the Jew card at the end.
Okay, a big Jew in you.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
all right.
Wow, guys. I mean, okay, here's my thing. Matt, you seem like a little nervous about repopulating the world with me. You seem like we just got to do this for the planet to keep it going. I don't want to, but... I felt like some romance over
summer,
there.
Summertime.
And, you know, I feel like...
You want to hear that? That's what he's going to be singing to you. I'll sing you Barbra Streisand.
I feel like he might set up like a romantic beach.
Just some good old boys. You know, singing. Never mean it.
Yeah, but
no
here's the difference. When another girl just happens to show up on the island, he's on that ass. I would stick with you, Fortune.
That's oh, not man. True. I am a one-woman man.
I think based on the points I have, Thea's winning, and not by much. You were okay. close. I kind of was turned on by Thea's approach. I'm going to have to
another
go with Thea. Congratulations,
Fortune. Thank you. No,
yeah,
I appreciate it.
Listen, I'm as surprised by my decision as you are.
Usually, that's awesome.
Usually the gays do stick together, but there was just something about that.
We need
that.
To now.
There's just
love.
Something
more
about
than ever.
Fortune. You and that two-piece. Yeah.
It just goes to show, if you love somebody, anything can happen, right?
All that bush talk.
Build bridges.
Yeah, you can build bridges, man.
All right.
I'll go full bush for you.
Yeah, you're going to be on the island.
Dang, I'm bringing my comb.
He's going
to
be a bush.
It's going to be coconuts in there.
Oh, I'm bringing my hair curlers.
All right. And on that note, Fortune, thank you so much for coming in. I hope you had a good time.
I had a blast.
Yeah, congratulations on all your success. Yeah, and continue
check out
to make
the Mindy,
people laugh.
Everybody check out the Mindy Project on Hulu. And thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later.